This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Reuben, 7 months old. As we've thought about the life we want for Reuben and the kind of man that we want him to be, it's our prayer that there is not a day of his life when he doesn't know God as his Saviour and his King. We want to parent Reuben with grace and with sacrificial love, that he may know and understand the love and grace of his Heavenly Father. And we want him to extend grace to others as he walks through life in recognition of the grace that he has been shown from God. As Reuben grows and is exposed to all that the world has to offer, we want him to hold himself to God's standards and not the standards of this world. We want Reuben to be confident in his identity as a child of God and to live his life in accordance with this calling, not intimidated or influenced by what other people think, say, or do. So we're committed to our home being a place where Jesus is glorified. We want the gospel to be the foundation for our lives, and we're committed to modeling this to Reuben as we raise him. And Michelle's going to read a verse for us.
All right, so the verse that we've chosen today speaks of God's love and faithfulness. We really want Reuben to be confident in God's love for him. Whether things are going well in his life or whether he is suffering, whether his actions have been godly or whether he has sinned and let God down. We want Rue to know that God will be with him in all walks of life and that each day is a new opportunity to seek God's love and mercy. So our verse comes from Lamentations 3:22-23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Hello, we are Ben and Jess Hodgkinson, and God has made us the parents of Joey, Jacqueline, Kate Hodgkinson. We would love her to have a genuine... Our hopes and dreams for Joey's faith are that she knows Jesus intimately and becomes a mighty godly woman, a woman who is like the God she worships. That is, someone who is compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, someone who devotes their life to our good, good God. We would love her to have a genuine faith, a faith that is so attractive to those around her because she radiates joy, loves this life, and walks through every day in the freedom of knowing who she is, a loved child of God. We hope that the people around her can see that she is truly free and want to know why. But we acknowledge that these hopes and dreams could become pressured expectations and that it is a lot of pressure for a daughter to carry. So our hope and dream is that our parenting will not be a roadblock for her faith. We dream that no matter what she chooses, every day of her life, she will feel and know that her parents love her unconditionally and that her parents fiercely love God.
We know that life is both wonderful but has its challenges and can be really hard at different times. We want Joey to know that she is never a failure and that there's always hope in the God that loves her. So the passage that we've picked for Joey is Isaiah 40:30. And the verse says, "Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint."
Hello, my name's Katrina and this is Stuart. We have 6-month-old twins, Jacob and Zoe. And our hopes and desires for them is that they'll never go a day without feeling loved. And 6 months in, we know that that can't come from us. So we rely on God and you guys as our families because they are testing. Today we love them. We always love them. So we also pray that they know and understand God's love. And we pray that they know that they have been wonderfully and uniquely made and that they're able to celebrate their differences and the gifts that they've been given, as well as the things that they have in common.
So the verse we've chosen today basically reflects on our intention for them to be able to make the right choices. So it comes from Philippians, chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
Hey guys, my name's Simeon and this is my lovely wife Senya, and this is another Reuben Maxwell Pridmore. So we're glad to be holding the trend quite nicely. If you're ever having a baby, feel free, just get on that train. It's really great.
Little Rue, our hope and our prayer for you is that as you grow up and you make plans and you grow into a young man, the world says a lot about what young men look like in 2018, and it's a bit scary. But we hope and pray that you would trust in your loving God, because we have learnt time and time again that no matter how clever we think we are in our plans, that we fail, and the world fails us, and the world disappoints us, and relationships, and nothing seems to go as you want. But God and the loving Father that you have in heaven, even we will disappoint you, us as your parents, but He won't. And we just also pray that as you try and strive to love Him and serve Him, that you'd be surrounded by a loving church family. Family is so precious and it's so much bigger than your blood relatives, and we've found it at our church, and we hope and pray that we can fill our home with this family of yours that is more than your big extended family, that is everyone that walks through our door. That is really our hope and prayer. So,
And just our verse for today that we thought was appropriate just comes from Hebrews chapter 10, 23 to 25. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another in love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing nearer.
Hello, I'm Matt, and this is Mel, and this is Oliver Brave. We pray that, that God will call him, and that he will respond, and that nothing, no one will be able to stop him, and that he will love Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, that he will grow in his faith to such an extent that it dwarfs both Mel and my faith, and that he genuinely loves God with all your heart and soul and strength. We pray that God will bless his relationships. We pray that he'll be a man of character, pure of thought, action, and words, and that everything he does brings glory to God. Soon, buddy. And we also just pray that when he's called, that he responds faithfully to the calling on his life, that he lives a life of servitude, of humble, wholehearted service to God, and that he just grows up knowing that he is loved by us, but most importantly by his Heavenly Father. And Mel's going to share a verse as well.
Okay, the verse that we have is Psalm 37, verse 23 to 24, and it says, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him in his hand."
Hi, everyone. My name's Marianne, this is Bruno, and this is our baby Valentina. She's 4.5 months old now. So what we want to dedicate for her is that we want her to love God and find security, confidence, and reassurance that God loves her more than she can imagine. We want her to know that no matter what comes her way, she will be supported by us as her parents and by God as her Holy Father. We want to show her that we love God so that she will also love God. The Bible verse that we've got for her is from Romans chapter 15, verse 13, and it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Thanks.
What beautiful words and commitments that have been spoken over those kids. I'm going to invite the parents to come and fan out across the front of the stage here. And we're going to pray for them and commit them to the Lord and celebrate their life. But I also thought it's more than just me praying. We want to acknowledge the special place of grandparents. And so if there are grandparents of any of these children here, we want to invite you to come up and lay hands. Well, we'd love to invite everyone, but there'll be no room. So particularly grandparents, if you want to come up and join your children up here and lay hands on your kids and your grandkids, we would love you to do that. We feel that would honor your important role in their lives, so please feel free to come forward. Perhaps if you're not a grandparent, maybe you're someone else, you can't come down the front. We just invite you to extend your hand forward to the stage as I pray for these parents and families. So grandparents, gather round, lay hands. What a beautiful picture this is of family and the support and important role that grandparents play. So thank you for being here. Church, why don't you stretch your hands out as I commit these families and these children to God. Let us pray together. Father God, we thank you this morning for the blessing that these children are. We thank you for them, for Reuben Koneman, for Reuben Wherry, for Joey Hodgkinson, for Jacob and Zoe, for Reuben Pridmore, for Ollie, and for Valentina. We thank you and celebrate the gift of life that each of these precious children are today. We ask that with your help, all of these parents represented here this morning would raise their children in homes that love Jesus, that teach the good news of Jesus, that worship him, and that model what it looks like to follow him. We pray that every single one of these precious children would love God with all of their heart and soul and mind and strength. We pray for their families and extended families, for this, our church family, that we would support them in their commitments today. Father God, we pray that you would fill them with your Spirit, strengthen them for this task, that all of the commitments that have been made today, that by the power of your Spirit, that you would help these parents to do them. And we ask it in Jesus' name. We commit these precious children to you, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.